Thanks for listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham. Up next, it's our weekly movie review with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.
This week, you had the chance to see the Sundance film, The Farewell. Let's hear your take.
It's films like this that make me grateful for unique international voices who offer independent, genuine stories outside U.S. borders. Asian American writer and director Lulu Wang entered this film in Sundance, where it gained a wider distribution and opened in limited release in July this year. When a Chinese family learns their grandmother has a short time to live, nobody tells her. Instead, the family plans a wedding for everyone to be together before the grandmother dies. Following a popular Chinese tradition, all the family members are dutiful in carrying out this lie, except for one skeptical granddaughter. Beautifully crafted dialogue paints a vivid portrait of complicated family relationships as a younger generation starts questioning established customs from the past. A big revelation from The Farewell is the sensitive and vulnerable performance by actress Awkwafina, who has become a rising name in Hollywood through comedic roles until now. Everyone should see The Farewell. It was like other foreign language films, a separation from Iran or Capernaum from Lebanon. It reminds viewers that other countries may have different religious cultures or different governments that can conflict with ones in the U.S. But family frustrations and family love are universal. We're all human, and we're all deserving of love.
A definite recommendation for this film, it sounds like.
I did, yes. I thought it was great.
All right, well, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.